This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Scientists who studied a big COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts have uncovered a dispiriting setback in the United States' fight against the virus. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
About three-quarters of the more than 900 cases on Cape Cod were in fully vaccinated people, and they carried about the same amount of virus as the unvaccinated. That could upend thinking about how the virus spreads, since vaccinated people who previously got infected were thought to have low levels of virus, which they were unlikely to pass on. The research was key in the CDC recommending vaccinated Americans resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant's fueling surges. The authors say that should be expanded to the entire country. At the White House, spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says that'll be up to the CDC. And the takeaway for now:
we need more people to get vaccinated. That's the answer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The response has been mixed to President Biden's new push to get Americans vaccinated. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
There have been lotteries and prize drawings, and the president says keep it up.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
In New York City, the incentive is $100 for any resident who gets a first dose of a coronavirus vaccine at a city-run site. The $100 got Jay Vogno's attention.
Oh, I was waiting for it. I knew they were going to do it, so I just waited. I'm not worried about much.
The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, says the vaccine message has reached a saturation level where people start to tune you out. She doesn't plan to offer incentives. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said no as well. Less than half of people in both states are fully vaccinated. I'm Ed Donahue.
Visit voanews.com.